Okay, well, the big bad wolf, you know, that's kind of funny because that whole little whatever you call it parable, they came and the devil came to see what was in anyone, to see if he could blow down the house that God, to see if God built the house or not, to see if that house would stand. But this house is the house the enemy built. So it wouldn't be a wolf blowing them down. It'd be wind of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I got it. A fan. Because the breath of man can't do this. It just falls down when it sees God coming. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for making me in your likeness. Forgive me for buying the lies of the enemy. I break the power of the spirit. How do you say mammon? Mammon. I break the power of the spirit of mammon. Forgive me for negotiating with him. Forgive me for letting him take your place. I owed you 100%. I owe him nothing. I gave him your place. I believed his lies. He began to create me into what he wanted me to be. He didn't want to admit that you made me in your likeness. That I now have a position in the heavenlies while he's lost one. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I ask this strong man to come out in the name of Jesus. He has no authority in my life. And in a few moments, when Cindy prays for me, the anointing is going to break the yoke. And that demon, that strong man, is going to go in Jesus' name. Because I'm bringing down the house of low self-esteem and the house of pride. I'm coming to a place, Lord, where I'm going to be free to let you make me in your likeness. Cause me to be who you want me to be. I thank you for the gift of self. I can't wait to love myself, to give myself to you, to be one with you, to have myself completely free to fellowship with God and to be used by you, Lord, for your glory, not mine, in Jesus' name. Father, I renounce. I turn from spiritual adultery. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for who you are. So today, every counterfeit Godhead in my spirit has to leave. It doesn't matter which part of the Holy Spirit he chooses to counterfeit. He's got to go. He's not my judge. He's not my authority. His condemnation has no hold. In Jesus' name. Amen. I just want the anointing to break the yoke. Today, you've heard a lot of truth to set you free. You've got to the name of the strong man, I believe with all my heart. That's the name. God wouldn't put it in there for nothing. That's the name of the false strong man. Christ in you is going to be stronger. Remember, if you cast the devil out of someone and you don't help them get completely free, thank you. We can put these tables up too. If you don't help them get free and that devil comes back, then they're just going to be worse. Remember this too. Don't ever get discouraged. Some people's strong man is really strong. Satan's done a lot in their life. Don't compare yourselves. It's not because they're weaker than you. He's just done so much in them. And so you're going to have to encourage them in the word. You're going to have to build up the Holy Spirit. He's built up. You're going to have to help their flesh die. You're going to have to help them believe the word of God. You're going to have to get them to pray in the Holy Spirit. Build up the strong man of Christ in them. Build up the strong man of Christ in you, because I'm telling you, there's got to come a place where they're not going to be able to help you. And that's going to be total possession or mental illness and those kind of things where you're going to just have to set them free. I'm not there yet, but I know there's that place. And I know I've got to go deeper in God. I know more flesh has to get out of the way. I know there's got to be more intimacy with Christ. But won't it be powerful when that time comes to the church? We need to believe for that. Okay, so let's see. How do we do this? We've already said everything we have to say. Now we're just going to, Lord, bring the anointing to break the yoke. And you know what things are coming up. You know what things you're getting rid of, the advocate, these different things. And you're just going to believe God and say what God says and be stronger in the things of God. Let me think. I'm just trying to think how to do this. Oh, yeah, Susie Wills, we have that one. That's good. Shatter the enemy. Lord, everything you've ever done, make this real. Lord, some people are going to be completely set free today. Some people have been set free in areas, and it's just other areas that is coming down. We're not going to try to get all, theory with this. Just get us free. Hallelujah. All right. Do it however you want, whatever you want. I'm not writing a book on formulas for tearing down the house. I'm just going to believe that God's going to set us free. All right.